Time for Fun at Breakfast, starring Howard and Shelton.
For a moment crowded with laughter, listen to this show. Then you'll be happier after when off to work you go. All the cares throughout the day will dwindle away, and you will say the day is happier after the Fun at Breakfast show. The day is happier after the Fun at Breakfast show.
Now those merry men about town, Howard and Shelton.
Good morning, Ford.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ford.
Say,
Tom.
What?
Wait for me, Tom.
Let me say something.
No, wait for me, Tom. I saw you down in Macy's basement yesterday.
Oh.
But I didn't get a chance to speak to you.
Thanks.
What do you mean, thanks?
I was just thanking you for not speaking to me.
You mean you don't want me to speak to you?
Not in public.
What do you mean, not in public?
Well, I got a reputation to uphold.
Oh, yeah? Well, why do you speak to me every morning on this program?
Well, I got
to
eat, don't I? What were you doing in Macy's?
I went down to buy some winter underwear.
Winter underwear? How long?
What do you mean, how long? I want it all winter.
Oh, I see. Mr. Shelton, you have an egg's head.
I have not. My head is not shaped like an egg.
Then how come your brains are scrambled?
So you admit I got brains.
Mr. Shelton, will you do me a favor?
Yeah, what is it?
Kindly step in front of a steamroller sometime. I want to use you for a bookmark.
Mr. Howard, your insults are beneath my notice.
Oh.
Yes, you are unaware of the finer things in life.
Mm.
Yes, sir. You are unaware of what dignity means.
I see.
To put it briefly, you are unaware.
We're back to that again.
What?
Underwear.
No, forget it. Besides, I want to talk to you about something, Tom. Yeah, I saw that guy you hired as a butler. Boy, he looks awful. What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's in horrible shape.
Yeah?
Yeah. He got all beat up at our party last night.
No, what happened?
Well, I told him to call all the guest names as they arrived.
Yeah?
Well, some of the guests didn't like the names he called them.
I see. So you're eating out now, huh?
Yeah, and the very first time we went to eat out, my wife had an argument with the waiter.
An argument? What about?
Well, the waiter come up and leaned down, very confidential-like. You know, one of those Frenchy guys.
I've
just met them. I had stewed kidney, boiled tongue, fresh liver, hash brain, and pig feet.
Well, what then?
My wife said, "Don't tell me your troubles, young man. Give me some soup and go see your doctor."
Are you kidding?
No. When the soup came, my wife found a fly in her.
Oh, that's bad.
So she called the waiter and said, "Throw this insect out."
Yeah, what happened?
Well, when I got up off the pavement...
Yeah. Wait a minute. You mean the waiter threw you out?
Well, I don't know how else I got there. Well, George thought about moving. I must be moving along right now.
Yeah, where are you working now, Tom?
I'm a beauty judge in a fruit stand.
A beauty judge at a fruit stand?
Yeah, I pick out the peaches.
Oh.
For a moment crowded with laughter, listen to this show.
Yes, and don't miss the next appearance of that famous comedy team, Howard and Shelton.
The day is happier after the Fun at Breakfast show.